This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back.
Should I say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, got a great show for you tonight. You know, we've got Evan Sayed going to join me in a little bit. The mind of Evan Sayed. It's always, I don't want to say it's scary, but it is kind of scary. Every time Evan's on with me, we move at a million miles an hour, so you have to take notes, slow down the recording, whatever you have to do to try to get involved in the conversation. And again, you know, Evan's got some great insight on what's going on, you know, with Democrats right now, with people on the far left. You know, I love some of these people still trying to push us to be more like Venezuela, more like a dictatorship, right? Isn't that what we should be? Isn't that just, like, lovely, wonderful? Anyway, and then in the second hour, Ray Comfort's going to join me. He's got a new movie out called The Exit, right? You know, there seems to be a love affair with suicide when it comes to, and I know that sounds kind of weird and bad, but, you know, when you think about this, you know, this obsession with suicide from our celebrities who pass it on down to the kids, the darkness that these people must be in, when they really believe that all hope is lost, why are suicide rates up? Why is it more common to be thinking about suicide? And I don't want to hear that all of a sudden it's freer and more open and easier to talk about. No. No, there really is an increase in that mindset, in that, you know, they're in that dark place where giving up seems to be the only answer. But Ray will talk about why that is. And then our favorite, David Fisher, will join us in the last hour. We're going to talk about not just precious metals, but finances as a whole. You know, what's going on? Is there another bubble coming? How do you protect yourself if there is? Even if there isn't, how can you be sure that your finances are going to be safe, that everything's going to be good? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. You know, the hypocrisy right now. This whole hypocrisy as to, and I've been saying it for a long time, how the law is treated with the Democrats and how the law is treated with the Republicans. So the FBI, a while back, raided the home of former Trump campaign chair, and they seized his notes and his documents and all of that. So Paul Manafort's house was raided. This came a day after he gave testimony because they felt like he wasn't telling them the truth. He felt like that he didn't hand over all the paperwork that they had asked him for. So easily, the FBI was given search warrants for his home. They went into his home. And this is all about the Russian investigation, the one that we've actually found absolutely nothing about, that one there. Right now it's funny, because when after years and months and months and months of doing the email server for Mrs. Clinton, and we did find things, all of a sudden, you know, we couldn't issue anything. We didn't raid her house, did we? We didn't raid Clinton's house. We asked her for permission to come in. Then we had to sign, the agents had to sign agreements not to give any of the information they found out to anybody else other than the FBI. They couldn't take written notes. I mean, think about this. So again, one day after Manafort met with the Senate Intelligence Agency, this is what happened to him. But let's go a little further, right? Trey Gowdy catches Loretta Lynch lying under oath, right, about using personal email. She just happened to see, I guess technically she wasn't using her email. She was using an email that she created under a different name, right? Elizabeth Carlisle, which was from her grandmother's name and location in her favorite book. Lynch emailed back and forth to the Department of Justice about the tarmac meeting. Right now, we knew that wasn't just a, hey, how are your grandkids? How could it be? She went out of her way. See, you know how you guys always say with the smoke, this fire? She went out of her way to make sure that nobody was able to read the emails or try to make sure that nobody was able to read the emails or get involved or find out about what she was doing. So if you're not doing anything wrong, then why go out of your way for it? I don't get it. Why go out of your way to cover it up? The FBI tried to cover up for her by saying there were no emails. The Department of Justice came out and said, well, wait a minute, there are emails. The FBI and the DOJ went back and forth with emails about that meeting, and then Elizabeth Carlisle chimed in. Right? So even though Trump may not be 100% right all the time, or 100% on with his tweets all the time, I got news for you. He's pretty much right on. There is a lot of truth in what he's tweeting out there. If Lynch were a Republican, she would have been lynched already. She would have been locked up. She would have been found guilty before they got to a jury. Now, wouldn't she? So, Republicans all bad, right? Any information we ask for about a Democrat that's involved in this kind of thing, we can't get it. We can't get help. We can't get support. Why hasn't her house been raided? Why hasn't her stuff been confiscated? Why hasn't Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her electronic equipment, been confiscated? Why do we wait for her to give it to us? Why don't we just go get it? Rip that place apart looking for it. Seriously. So again, Manafort, the day after warrants are issued, or search warrants are issued, Lynch caught a dead, bold-faced lie, nothing. And it's always been like that. This is where Trump's inexperience is going to get him in trouble. Yeah, you've heard me say it before, all right? This is where he is not a god. He is not right all the time. So he's got to get the right people in the position to handle these things. When stuff like this goes down, a subpoena should be issued. That very hour, you catch her in a lie, you do it right then and there. And you know as well as I do, again, if she was a Republican, this would be over. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Stand by, buckle up. Evan Sayed joins me right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. I see you. Sit down. Stop dancing around. This is serious stuff we're going to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, but forget it, I'm going to ignore your phone call because I have somebody much more important than you on the line with me. Evan Sayed is with me. Evan is a comedian, a commentator, an author. You know, The Kindergarten of Eden is his book, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He also has the most viewed lecture in the Heritage Foundation history.
That was it. You got it.
Really?
You got it. You
okay,
nailed it. Yep.
Well, okay, we're done.
You dropped the possessive S in Heritage Foundation's history, but it is.
No, keep trying.
You lecture in their entire history.
I'm going to get an A on this eventually, I'm telling you. But what I want to talk about is your latest, I'm going to call it a hit, your latest hit was on Town Hall, and it was a piece entitled He Fights, and it was about Donald Trump. And you got 65,000 shares. I don't have 65,000 anythings. you know?
Well, you know, the average article on Town Hall, you know, no matter who it is, as big a name as you can imagine, that's who writes for Town Hall, will get somewhere between a few hundred and a few thousand shares. Over the three-week period that it has run and been the number one trending article on their site up until very recently, others might have gotten 5,000, 10,000 shares. This has 65,000 shares. So if one of 100 people share, you know, or one of 50 people share, whatever it is, that's how many people saw the article. More than that, I keep getting emails. I'm getting job offers. I'm not at liberty to say what particular, but a pretty impressive job just was offered to me because that article brought me back onto their radar.
Wow. Well, listen, if people would take the time to read what you write and listen to what you're saying, they would find that this, look, I know you're gonna laugh at me, but this is not an anomaly for you. You've got some pretty insightful pieces you put out there, pretty insightful speeches that you give, and, you know, if somebody was at Politicon, they would have heard you again this weekend, but,
Can I just put that in perspective? Because it actually blows my mind.
Okay.
That, you know, all the people over the years, Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, who spoke at the Heritage Foundation, mine's the single most viewed lecture at the Heritage Foundation's history. Of all the people who have spoken to the Conservative Forum, my lecture to them on the media is the single most viewed lecture in their history. Joe, I tweeted. I don't even tweet very often. But I tweeted this one thing once. It literally got covered as if it were a news story, not only around the country, not only in Europe, but they actually reported on this tweet in the Tanzanian Times. And so here's a rare article that I put out there, and right. Boom, you know, it becomes a phenomenon. It's pretty amazing. I don't know what it is exactly, but there's something about the way that I say things, I guess. Registers and resonates with people.
Evan, you're very black and white. You don't have to really beat your brains out to try to figure out what you're saying. I think that's what people really appreciate about you. I mean, seriously, when I read stuff from Krauthammer like that, I feel inadequate. I got to go look at everything up in a dictionary. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, you read me to make you feel good about yourself.
No, okay, there you go. I understand
well,
what you're writing. I understand what you're saying.
The reason that I went out there with my original talk and the reason I wrote my book is I recognized there was this big middle lane that wasn't being satisfied. On the one hand, you had your intellectuals who were saying really brilliant things but were just not accessible. I mean, some of them, like Thomas Sowell, if you read A Conflict of Visions, which I adore, it's a difficult book written on an academic level by an academic. You know, if you read Alan Bloom, The Poetry of the American Mind, it's academic and it's difficult. And then you go the other direction, and there are these red meat people like Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity,
right,
who
right.
are exactly right. But there was this middle ground between academia and red meat, where you could say something and be articulate, but also be smart.
I agree. Look, you're right. I agree with you. You know, a friend of mine just gave up his show a couple of months ago, and he was feeling bad that he wasn't getting any traction. And he called me and said, "What do you think?" I said, "You're too cerebral. I get what you're saying, but I have to think really hard when you're talking. People don't want to do that. And not that they want to be spoon-fed. They want to understand what you're saying. Either they want to agree with you, but they want to be able or because to think. Think deeper than what you're saying." So, I don't know.
And here's one rule of thumb that I do have. I always at least attempt to use the right word. I don't try to be so pretty in my language that I'm inaccurate, imprecise, nor do I try to dumb it down. I just use the right word at the right time. And if it's too big a word, go ahead and look at the dictionary.
No, not me, buddy.
Well,
if I can't pronounce it.
It's a book. Yeah, dictionary is a book that has definitions in it.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go. My book, I ran it through the machine to make sure it was a sixth grade reading level. So I could understand it. I had to make sure. that I was doing the right thing. Hey, let's tee off of us and let's head over to Politicon for a second. I went there this weekend. I didn't get thrown out, so I should get kudos for that.
The first year in a row.
I got to spend both days there, but and definitely much bigger crowds. But I did notice it almost like every breakout I went to, every room that we went to, it was like a town hall meeting. You know, people, and the one room in particular I went into where they were talking about free speech, every time the conservative tried to speak, you had a group of people that were yelling and screaming and holding up signs, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, you came here to hear about free speech and how it's being affected in this country. You're doing it. You're the effect. You were there. Did you get that out of the place or what?
Oh, absolutely. It was. And look, it's no different than liberals wherever we find them. Liberals are all for free speech so long as they're the ones who are free to speak.
That's right.
You know, and what they've done is invented this canard where they're all for free speech, just not hate speech. But the definition of hate speech is anything that disagrees with them.
Right. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that in a couple of meetings. It was like they wanted free speech. We don't think that people should be allowed to use hate speech. And then somebody said, well, who defines hate speech? And you had all the boos and everything else going on. I'm going, wait a minute. That's a valid question. Who decides what hate speech is?
But the definition of hate speech is literally anything that disagrees with them, and here's why. You know, it's the thesis of my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and it's that modern liberalism is not liberal, lowercase l. Lowercase l liberalism is in favor of free speech. Modern liberalism does not champion lowercase l liberal values. What they champion is indiscriminateness, having no values. Because after all, whatever values you may have are a reflection of your prejudices, your bigotries. Whatever values you have are a reflection that you're white, that you're black, that you're tall, that you're short, that you were born in America, that you weren't born in America. Whatever your values, they're just a reflection of your bigotries. Therefore, anything other than indiscriminateness is the evil of having discriminated. Thinking is an act of bigotry.
I agree. Makes lousy radio, but we're gonna do great radio when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Evan Sayers with me. Don't be afraid. Come on back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk. o'clock.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. Worked for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. And I do have a question for you. Are you?
And I'm proud to be an American.
Are you proud to be an American? Are you afraid of the term, you know, American, nationalist, whatever. I mean, I hate this stuff. I hate the way they do this. You know, it's a bad thing to be a nationalist. I think they keep forgetting. I'm just going to bring Evan on. Evan Sayed joins me. Evan is an author, a comedian, a commentator. I think he's a great guy. But that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? He's got the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. He's also written a book called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And his latest hit, I like that, though. It sounds so sexy. His latest hit is He Fights, and it's about Donald Trump. Over 65,000 shares. I'd say pretty darn good, Evan. And thanks for being with me.
Yeah, no, that's beyond good. I mean, that's a phenomenon.
I know.
You know.
Yeah. Let's get to He Fights, because I think part of the things going on here is that, you know, he has taken a constant 24/7 beating. And this is unprecedented for any president, anybody in his position. And as we saw today, or yesterday, I think they were released, we saw the conversations that he's having with heads of state. There's nothing sinister with the conversations he's having. The sinister comes that they're being released. These are conversations he needs to have to push us forward, right?
Right. Look, he's up against several different forces at once. One of them is a Democratic Party that would be doing this to anybody on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the Republican establishment that they're protecting, you know, they're protecting their careers They're concerned about this guy who is so different, who is really shaking things up. And they're concerned, how do I get reelected and reelected and reelected? Because this is not just, they're not statesmen. They're career politicians. This is their job. This is how they feed their families. This is what they plan to do from the moment they left school with their degree in political science and plan to do until they're dragged out of the Senate like John McCain.
Yeah, I love McCain's. We could do a whole segment on McCain alone. I'm amazed at that man. And now there's apparently he mentioned to somebody that he pressed the wrong button, or he lost his mind for a moment. No, he's lost his mind for years. But that's beside the point. Anyhow.
Well, he has the wrong priority. This is actually one of the reasons I wrote he fights, is because he thinks that we're still back in the 1950s and the 1960s, even into the 70s and the 80s with Tip O'Neill, where Ronald Reagan could have policy differences with a Tip O'Neill, but then go out and have a beer with him. Because we shared a certain ideology that included America's exceptionalism, that included liberal lowercase l values. What we had basically was a difference of policy, not of ideology. You know, you look at John F. Kennedy, and he was a lowercase l liberal who defended liberal values. That's why he went into Vietnam, because communism was anti-liberal values, and liberals fight against that. You'll see liberals today, modern liberals, they don't even fight against Islam. What could be more illiberal than the homophobic, xenophobic, misogynistic ideology of Islam? But because modern liberalism isn't liberal, it's indiscriminate. It does not discriminate between good and evil, right and wrong, better and worse. And so we used to have this shared ideology, but John Kennedy would be a Republican today. All right? And so what we're fighting on the left, and unfortunately, we were slow to recognize this. And so we tried collegiality, which is what McCain was all about. We tried dignity, which is what George W. Bush was all about. He just took all of their slanders, all of their lies, put it in God's hands, and just continued to be a good, decent, honest, dignified man. We tried propriety. Could there be a nicer guy than Mitt Romney? And yet dignity and propriety and statesmanship and collegiality are not traits that you put first when you're at war. And we... You know, and the line from my paper, he fights that I like so much, is that Donald Trump is America's first wartime president in the culture war.
That's true. That's listen, I joke about this, and I say it all the time. If we had fought the way the British did in the Revolutionary War, we'd be having tea every day from, you know, noon to two, however it is that they do it over there. Because, you know, the Brits were fighting by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. We were fighting by guerrilla rules, you know, guerrilla warfare rules. We knew we were in a fight for our lives. And these people that come out, and you write about it in your piece, you know, they don't like the decorum of the president. They don't like the language he uses. They don't like the way he does things. Okay, I don't much care sometimes for what he puts out there. But for the most part, he has no other way to get his message out. But by that, you know, truly get his message out by using, you know, Twitter and other forms like that. Elaborate on that, because I know you agree with that.
Right, but even if you don't like what he's saying in his tweets, it's almost irrelevant. Just as with Ulysses S. Grant, supposedly he was a drunk. All right, and during times of peace, his behavior may have been considered behavior unbecoming, and he might have been stripped of rank. But you know, had Lincoln said to him, had Lincoln acted as if it was peacetime and stripped him of his rank, Democrats might still be holding their slaves to this day. We would have lost the Civil War. You know, Patton was a crude-talking son of a bitch who did things that during peacetime might well have seen him stripped a rank or two. But if Eisenhower or Truman or Roosevelt had behaved as if we were at peace and demoted him, then the socialists might well have would still be the beginning of their thousand-year Reich. You know, at times of war, the traits like propriety and dignity and all those other things go out the window. You know, and in fact, it was the way I got the title for the piece. Was from exactly what Lincoln said about Grant when people reported to him that he was a drunk. He said, "I can't spare this man. He fights." All right? Romney didn't fight. Bush didn't fight. McCain didn't fight. And if we don't fight in this war, and it is war, the left has been fighting this war for 60 years. All right? You know, even Obama has said it's a knife fight. He implored his people to arm themselves even more. He implored his followers to bring a gun to the knife fight. And Donald Trump, at least, is finally bringing a knife to the knife fight.
You know, have we this is going to sound like a stupid question, but have we become too civilized? I mean, we don't have a stomach for war anymore. You know, we find everything distasteful. Have we as Americans just become too civilized?
Yes and no. I mean, on the international front with actual bombs going off, it's very difficult since the Vietnam War and the TV cameras being there showing, because war is hell and war is god-awful. But on the home front, where it's more rhetorical, where you don't really have bloodshed in the streets yet, I think it's more a matter of this. Good people have always been slow to the fight. All right? We don't want to fight. The truth is that we're the true liberals, lowercase l, live and let live. It's the Democrats who try to shove their lifestyles out everybody else's throats. You know, we're slow to the fight because we have other things in our lives. We have children, we have family, we have jobs, we have community, we have church, we have Little League. All right? But the good news is, while we're always slow to the fight, we were slow to World War One, we were slow to World War Two, we were slow to the Cold War, and we were slow to the Culture War. But once we decide to fight, we fight to win. And we won World War One, and we won World War Two, and we won the Cold War, and we're going to win the Culture War.
You are an optimist. I'm concerned we're going to be a whole generation before we really turn this around. I'm really concerned
about
that.
But you know what's funny, Joe? There's actually significant and repeated polling that shows the next generation is overwhelmingly conservative in their values.
Yeah, Generation
all right?
Z.
Right, Generation Z is actually... Because the big problem that Democrats always have is, how do you cover your lies? Right? How do you cover, you know, scream racism, 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 and you look around and you see that blacks actually have affirmative action? How do you look around and say, you know, women are making 70 cents on the dollar, then you go home and your mother's senior vice president of Hewlett Packard? You know, the lies, once they come into contact with reality, the liberals just have to double down and double down and double down on their lies. And every time they do, they have to eat one more of their own.
All right, you can breathe now, because we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to deal with what Trump's been up against the last 10. I know it's been longer, but really the activity has taken place in the White House over the last 10, 15 days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Evan Sayet's with me. Go heat up your coffee. Come back.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. One of my favorite songs. Seriously. And it speaks so much to what's going on right now in our government. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Evan Sayet joins me. I always love when he's on the show with me. He has the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. He also wrote a book called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And the latest piece, if you just simply Google, all you got to Google is He Fights Evan Sayet. You'll get right to the piece. You need to read the piece. It's required reading. They'll be testing tomorrow. We'll do a pop quiz on the show. Anyway, Evan, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Joe, it was my pleasure.
You know what, President Trump, and I've never seen, and it's not like I've got, I remember all of them, I'm not that old, but I've never seen a president take the kind of beating he's taken, and we talked about it earlier, from without, from within, from his own party, from, you know, people around him, people he's supposed to trust. Would you agree he's had a bit of a tumultuous, first 6 months when it comes to staff members and that kind of thing, or am I just falling into what mainstream media is saying?
I think it's twofold. I think, one, it's not just what the mainstream media is saying. It's that every little thing is nonstop, 24/7 coverage, all out to get him. You know, Obama has his scandals, many of them. They were legitimate. I mean, just even right now, we've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Her IT guy just ran away with hundreds of thousands of dollars, et cetera, et cetera. That's a real scandal. And yet the media spends 24/7 on this Russia thing, for which 2 years later, there's not an iota of evidence. You know, and so how much of it is this nonstop, every excuse, every little thing to spin. And, you know, from the beginning, I've been reading Bannon's in, Bannon's out, Bannon runs the entire government, Bannon's been banished, Bannon's, you know, so I think quite a bit of it is overkill. I think it's taking rumors and spinning them the way the leftist media wants them spun, creating this tumult in the White House that doesn't really seem to exist in this way. If you actually just take a moment and run down the accomplishments of this president, they are staggering. Whether it's that illegal immigration is down something like 70%, whether it's the stock market is booming, whether it's the preventing Assad from using poison gas, right. Whether it's his support of Israel in the United Nations. I mean, if you just go down the list, unemployment is down, GDP is up. You just go down the list of the things that have been accomplished in just his first 6 months and put that up against the idea of a White House that's in turmoil. It just doesn't seem to fit. And the truth is, I don't remember 8 years ago, nor would the press have reported it in this manner. No. But I can't imagine the Obama White House, the employees that came in, especially if they had been subjected to the kind of treatment that every single Trump appointee is subjected to. I'm not sure the Obama White House ran any more efficiently than this one has.
I don't know, because they wouldn't report on it. You and I already know that. There's no way they're going to report anything negative on him. And just to what's going on right now, you kind of went past it pretty quick there. But you think about it. I mean, I said on the show the other night, great, we have a special investigation going on the Russian issue. They're talking about a few others. Why don't we do them all? Why don't we have a special investigation? We'll convene one for every one of these issues. I don't care whether it's Benghazi, the email server, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We can go right down the whole list. Let's lock them all up at one time. You know, if you want fair is fair, if you want true equality, that's the way to do it. But here's my problem.
Right, go and in there fast and furious. And in there fast and furious.
Oh, sure.
Where the president illegally ran guns to the Mexican cartel that were then used to murder Americans. Yet, that's a 5-second blip. You know, how did the media report that Benghazi was caused by a YouTube video that had come out 6 months earlier? So on the one hand, you've got them lying and covering up for the Democrats. You've got them exaggerating and trying to destroy the Republicans. And so in the end, you just have to conclude it's all fake news.
Exactly. I'm with you. I'm looking at who Mueller's putting on and who he is himself. I mean, these are all Clintonians. Every single one of them seems to be a Clintonian. There's about six people on that he's brought on that are kind of supposedly party neutral. Then you've got a grand jury they're putting together. This bothers me because there's no checks and balances on this. And I'm not saying he's going to have to do something wrong or lie or do something. Mueller's going to do something bad. But how can you only support one side and not the other?
Unless you have an agenda. And what's disconcerting about it, look, there is only one time every 4 years, that's it. It's just one time in any capacity that all of America votes on a single thing, and that's the President of the United States. And to have the media and the disloyal opposition able to stage what is really just a slow-motion coup.
Right.
To undo the votes of the American people through their, in the case of the media, unelected, or in the case of the House and the Senate, you know, minimally elected, state or district, that is as un-American as it gets.
Oh, hey, you said something earlier, and again, I think you went over too quickly. I think even if people don't realize, even if Cruz won, okay, this same stuff would be going on. I would, obviously, different topics. They would be on him 24/7 to try to get him to come down. And I agree with you. I think that it wouldn't matter who was voted in as president. If they were a conservative Republican, they wouldn't. These people wouldn't stop this heat, would they?
No. I mean, the difference would be this. You might have less opposition within the career Republican rank.
Okay, I'll give you that. You're right.
To a career politician. It's the fact that Trump isn't a career politician. Trump disproved their paradigm, which is, raise as much money as you can, do as much television as you can, go on all the interview shows, and Trump disproved the paradigm that they live by. The only thing they know, the way that they planned to make their living for the rest of their lives, and not just their living, but get rich enough to leave three houses to their kids, like Bernie Sanders, the socialist.
Well, he alluded to something in a speech he was giving like a week ago or so, and he said, look, they told me I don't have enough people in the White House. I don't have people in this department, that department. They told me that even though Hillary Clinton had 900 employees and I only had 90, that I wasn't going to be able to win because I wasn't staffed properly. I don't know what to tell you. Right? I mean,
right.
He made a point.
Well, I gotta tell you who else is upset. I'll tell you who else is upset by all those 810 people who he didn't staff, who now don't have a job because he's not a regular politician. All those people who had convinced politicians, you have to have 900 of us. You know, Virginia, Northern Virginia is the richest area in all of America.
Yep.
Because that's where all the political consultants and all the lobbyists live. And Trump just put 810 of them out of business. All right? Trump put all the pollsters out of business. You have to have pollsters. You have to, do whatever the polls say. Trump put the pollsters out of business. Trump put the lobbyists out of business. And so all those people whose livelihood depends on career politicians buying into their paradigm, they're terrified now, and they want to take Trump down too, which might not have been the case had it been a career Republican.
Yeah, no, you hit that right on the head. I'm thinking about it, and you figure the highest concentration of high-end car dealerships. I'm talking, I'm not talking Cadillac here. I'm talking Lamborghini and that kind of thing. Where are they? Fairfax County, Virginia. Think about that.
Right. And that's because those are the people who were. And what's funny about it is so many of them are supposed to be public servants.
Yeah.
And many of them have been lifetime. What has Maxine Waters ever done to make the fortune that she has? What did Bernie Sanders ever do that he owns three houses? Clearly, that's corruption. There is no other explanation for it. A rich public servant is corrupt.
Look, it's the only job that you can graduate high school, go into, and come out a millionaire 25 years later. You know what I'm saying?
with a full pension.
Yeah, right.
I believe that a congressman, it's something I heard a long time ago, so I don't know if it's true or not, but that a congressman needs to serve only two terms in order to qualify for a lifetime pension.
They have changed that, but you're close. I mean, they have changed it where it used to be these guys, not only did they get a pension, buddy, they got a pension, they got medical care. All right?
Right.
I mean, it was like, oh, my God, all I got to do is fight for 4 years, I'm in. You know?
Right.
I'm done. I don't have to work anymore. But in California,
what's it now? 6 years?8 years? 10 years?
No, I think it's 12 years now for them to have to do that. So six elections. But in California, it's 5 years. You only have to be 5 years in.
Of course it is.
Yeah, right. in the country of California, the socialist nation known as California. Anyway, sorry. Tell people where they can hear more about Evan Say It.
Well, of course, you can go to evansayet.com, and they can see my political humor. They can see my political writings. They can see my famous speeches. And most importantly, they can buy my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. It's considered the definitive explanation. There's a reason that the talk that the book is based on became as insanely popular as it is. It's because I'm right. I answer this question that nobody else has satisfactorily answered, which is why do so many good, smart, decent, loving, caring, generous people like our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors, our relatives, why do they reject the facts? Why do they ignore the evidence? Why do they despise the idea of reason and end up siding always with evil? My book answers that question.
Yes, it does. Evan, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. So much appreciate your time.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?